Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Sarim Be'ach Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Rabbi Yosef said that Halakha is like a Bshir Min Gamliel. So told him Abaye, why are you telling Halakha like a Bshir Min Gamliel? Is anybody arguing a Bshir Min Gamliel? So answer Rabbi Yosef, what's the Naf Kamina? And it's either Halakha like him or nobody's arguing so it's Halakha like him. So it's okay to say Halakha like a Bshir Min Gamliel. So Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, a sentence that the Gemara brings a few times in Shas, Gemorta Gemara's Morta Tehe. Am I just saying a Gemara for singing only for Zmira? If there's none of Kamina, why am I saying it? So interesting enough, the Ben Yehoyada points out in Maseches Beit Adav Chav Dalet, what does it mean Gemara's Morta Tehe? He says there's two reasons why we learn Torah. One is just to know what to do. It's the actual learning, the actual intelligence of the Torah. The other thing is to take away, to be mizamer, to cut off all the klipas and the bear koiches in the world. So he says that's what he means here. Abaye tells of Yosef, why are you telling me halacha kevin gamliel? Do I need to know it? Or it's just a zmor to zmor, it's only to come and cut off the klipas, but it's not an actual te'elis in the intelligence of Torah. But the lashon of this gemara is zmor to zmor, mashma, that there's something to do with singing in Torah. And that's what the Tiferes Yisrael and Erechim, Pergdal Mishnah Aleph brings, and the boys over there. He says, he's based himself on a Toises and Megillah, that they used to sing the Mishnayas. There was a song for the Mishnayas. And he brings this Gemara as well. Gemara, Gemara, Zmor Tetehe. What is Loshon Zmiris? What does that have to do with singing? He says, they used to sing the Mishnayas. That's a way for them to remember. How do they remember all the Mishnayas? They used to sing it. They used to have a tune for every Mishnah. And he goes on to say, that's one of the reasons we have Chesur Mechser of Achitani. Sometimes there's a piece of the Mishnah missing. Why was it missing? In order to fit with the tune, to fit with the song. So in order for them to be able to sing the song smoothly, sometimes they change the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnayas, they would learn it singing. So in Shayas V'tshuva is called Mevaser, Chilik Beis Simen Kovches. He brings a Shaila. The Gemara in Soita says that David the Melech was punished. Why? Because he called Divrei Torah Zmiris. He said, Zmiris Ayuli Chukecho. So the Gemara says, like Kadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, you're calling Divrei Torah Zmiris, you'll see how you will make a mistake. Even Tinoiku Shebisrabon, don't make that mistake. Don't call the Torah a song. So he asks, how does that fit with this Gemara that says, Marta Zmora, Mashal, they were singing the Torah. And he brings several rayos that they used to sing in Torah. One raya is the Gemara in Eruvin that says that when you learn Torah at night, so the house will stay intact. It says because it says Noisin Zmiris Balayla. Rashi says Noisin Zmiris Shel Torah Balayla. He brings a Tosefta in Meseches Paro that says a person has to always chazer his learning because it says Zemer Betadira Zemer. And the strongest question is that Gemara Megillah, the Tosefta we mentioned before, the Gemara says over there Hakoyre Beloy Neimo. The Shoyne below Zimro, if you learn without singing, so Mashri, you should sing in Torah. All these places, Mashri, they were singing Torah. How does that fit with the Gemara in Soita? So it says the Kol Mevaser in Arichus, but as Yisoid is, there's a difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav, the only way you read it is with a timing, with a trop that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. Singing Torah Shebichtav, that's not something you could do. But Torah Shebaalpeh, Adrabba, the way to remember Torah Shebaalpeh is to use the song as the Tiferes Yisrael that I mentioned before. And he goes on to explain based on that, that's what happened with David HaMelech. The David HaMelech, he starts singing the Torah Shebichtav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're treating Torah Shebichtav like Torah Shebaalpeh, that's where you're going to make a mistake. And the point is, because Torah Shebaalpeh, you have to make all kinds of tricks to remember it. Torah Shebichtav, HaToyif, Eyech, HaBoy, Ve'inem, if you don't focus on Torah Shebichtav, it's going to be lost. You're not going to make tricks to remember Torah Shebichtav. So that's why Torah Shebichtav, you should not seek it. Torah Shebichtav, you should. And how much the same is so, the founder of Yosef Engel, and Oitzus Yosef, and Maimer Levono, Oiskufnum Gimel, in the new print, says the same idea. He just says it very much in short. He says, Torah Shebichtav, you have the timing of Torah, that's the only thing, only way to sing Torah Shebichtav. But Torah Shebichtav, they used to sing it in different ways. There's a zimru of a shir. You have to make it pleasant. You have to make it a way to remember it. And that's the idea of balayla shir imi. The singing of Torah comes in the Torah Shebaalpeh. Maybe you could add that one more knetch. Torah Shebichtav doesn't belong to us. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah Shebichtav. We're holding on to it. But it's the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shabbat Peh is considered ours. It belongs to human beings. So you could take something that belongs to you and you could sing it. It's part of who you are. But Torah Shabbatav, that's Divrei Elokim Chayim, to go and sing it, that's something that is inappropriate at Torah Shabbatav. And that may be another reason, another chiluk between Torah Shabbatav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove email us to what's to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.